President Trump thinks the military is a toy because he's never served. He's a coward. He would never serve. They actually have zero concept of how the government works. These ICE agents have, you know, skipped due process, are going into schools trying to nab kids from schools. He didn't have any problems with, you know, when 1,200 assholes came and tried to take over the Capitol, and then he turned around and gave them all a pardon.
I'm joined today by Senator Ruben Gallego from Arizona. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good.
I want to start with some issues local to Arizona, Senator, and then expand more broadly across the country. First off, as a Marine Corps veteran and someone who's been outspoken on veterans' issues, what are the biggest needs you're hearing from Arizona's veteran community right now?
Well, number one, they're really worried about the fact that they're about to cut 15% of the Phoenix VA. Why that matters, for example, when I first got back from the war, I was 25 and I was trying to get services and you couldn't get in. There wasn't enough doctors, there wasn't enough clinicians, all this kind of stuff. And now what they're saying, proposing, is they're going to cut the amount of people that are there. So we're worried that, you know, some of us that need the PTSD therapy are not going to be able to get it. Some of us are going to have to wait for specialists. Some of us are going to have to forego different therapies because there's not going to be enough bodies there. And of course, it's very annoying because while they're cutting, they're also giving a tax cut to the rich, right? So saying that the VA has to take a cut because the government's too big, but at the same time, they're going to go and give a tax cut to some people that don't really need it. So there's a huge annoyance, I think, a lot with the veterans. And like, veterans are pretty resilient. It will take a lot of shit, but at some point, you know, when we see the hypocrisy of this, you're going to piss us off. And I've already heard from veterans that they're out for revenge this election cycle.
How do you generally explain to your constituents that Elon Musk spent all of this money to buy both X and to get Trump elected just so he can strip away Medicaid from the most vulnerable communities, strip away, you know, fire people en masse at the VA? What's your messaging look like around this?
Well, the thing you got to remember is that people think Elon Musk is smart. In some degrees, he is, English is my second language. But the fact is, like, people like Elon Musk and a lot of these Silicon Valley bros, so that's a poor use of the word, they're not government smart. They actually have zero concept of how the government works. They only know how to get their contracts, but they believe in the bullshit lies. And I sometimes see the threads where they think that, you know, there is, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars of fraud, waste, and abuse. They believe the lies that, you know, Medicaid is full of illegal aliens using Medicaid. Absolutely not true. It's illegal. It's not done. And, you know, In the whole attempt at basically taking Doge on, they also were able to, you know, neuter all the basic security that was around trying to keep these types of, you know, rich empowered assholes in check. And so, for example, they fired the people at the FTC. They've been firing other consumer protection offices to make sure that they can't prosecute these guys. And so this is just one big power grab, right? This is the same shit that happened with, like, you know, the railroad barons from back in the day, the coal barons back in the day. The only difference is these guys, you know, drink, you know, matcha tea and wear flip-flops. But they're just as bad as these rich barons from back in the day. And the solution that we had back in the day is to make sure you take power away from them. The way you take power away from them is to make sure that you have, you know, a government that keeps them in check. And then has, you know, a regulatory framework that also makes sure that they just don't, you know, steal everything they want.
You know, you in particular, you've been doing a good job at keeping them in check. I was paying attention to the holds that you placed on VA nominees to essentially protest the admin's plans for job cuts. What are your main concerns with these plans on the ground? How do these affect people on the ground? What outcome are you hoping to achieve?
Well, the outcome number one is they should expand themselves. We can't even assess how these VA cuts are going to affect the veteran community because they haven't told us where the cuts are coming from. But the cuts are coming July 1st, right? And since they won't say any of that, then I'm not going to give them their political appointees. So normally what happens, for those who don't understand, is that senators will just kind of rubber stamp some of these small political appointees, you know, just to kind of go along, get along. If you want your political appointees, then we have to go through the long way, debate it, get it to the floor, find time on the floor, which is not easy to do. And so until that happens, I'm just going to hold up all their nominees. Now, it doesn't come without controversy. Every veteran organization is mad at me, sending me letters and stuff like that, saying, like, I'm holding up, you know, nominees. Well, you know, a lot of these veteran organizations, you know, have to have a working relationship with the VA. I have to have a working relationship with the veterans themselves. I have to make sure that they're protected. And this is one of the few tools, especially when the minority, that we can have to protect them. So We're going to use it. And hopefully at the end of the day, the goal is to either stop the cuts or minimize the cuts. And of course, overall have transparency about how this is actually going to affect veterans.
I think it's important for you to use whatever leverage you have at your disposal to minimize the damage that they do. So I'm totally behind it. I want to go a little bit broader to what we're seeing in Los Angeles. What's your reaction overall to this massive government overreach? It seems like almost a cyclical thing from the Trump administration where they're inciting outrage, then using that outrage as a pretext to mobilize more and more either National Guard troops or Marines. What's your read on it?
Yeah, look, security matters, right? First of all, the reason there's these mass protests is because these ICE agents have, you know, skipped due process, are going into schools trying to nab kids from schools, are, you know, have been going into graduations and getting, you know, parents from graduations. You know, they've literally have arrested, you know, citizens accidentally. They're doing all these things, and then that creates an environment where people protest because this is America. You have a right to protest, right? Number two, there was violence, but that violence could have easily been contained by local authorities. And for the first time ever, first time since the civil rights movement, a president has nationalized National Guards without the consent of the governor, right? And this is clearly done because two things. Number one, President Trump thinks the military is a toy because he's never served. He's a coward. He would never serve, right? He doesn't understand the honor and respect that you need to serve in the country. He doesn't understand how important it is for us to actually keep our military focused on foreign adversaries and not on U.S. citizens. And lastly, the effect that this is actually going to have is minimal. You know, I serve as an active duty Marine in Iraq in the infantry, and you know, the deployment of how many Marines they have, I think it's like 500, wouldn't even be able to cover a city of 100,000 in Iraq. And now they're sending 500 to a city of 10 million, right? It's all for show. You're just using these men to show you're a tough guy because deep down inside, yeah, this guy is a weak man. He's a little man in all senses of the word. And he is going to do two things. He's going to tarnish the image of our U.S. military and the Marines, mind you. And who do you think the Marines recruit from? It's largely Latino communities. You ever go to a Marine Corps base, you will see a lot of proud Mexicanos serving their country. And two, he's also trying to condition us to seeing military personnel in blue cities. So it's important for us to continue to push back, not engage in violent acts, but push back, protest, you know, peaceful manner to show that we're not going to stand for this creeping autocracy, and especially, you know, the abuse of our military to the detriment of our First Amendment rights.
Exactly. The argument that I've been giving when I talk to conservatives about this is it's a complete disproportionate use of force. Number one, if someone slaps you and you pull out a gun, that's disproportionate. In the same way that like a few small violent, like scattered protests don't need Marines deployed. At the same time, he did it against the explicit objection of Governor Gavin Newsom.
And also, he didn't have any problems with, you know, when 1,200 assholes came and tried to take over the Capitol, as someone that was here and actually witnessed it. And then he turned around and gave them all a pardon as soon as he was in. So what kind of message he's actually sending out there? It's like, oh, it's okay for me to encourage and incite violence, but, you know, if you try to protest, I'm going to come after you. Secondly, he doesn't actually understand the military because the Marines aren't going to go in and rough up anybody. You know, for Marines, and I was actually trained in what's called SOTG back in the day, Special Operations Training Group, which is crowd control. We don't escalate for the sake of escalating. You know, he thinks because some, you know, punk is spits at a police officer or at a Marine that we're going to just go and charge them and start beating them up. No. The thing about a Marine is you're disciplined. You try to de-escalate a situation, especially when you're dealing with civilians and certainly when you're dealing with Americans. But Donald Trump doesn't understand this. Donald Trump is a coward deep down inside. That's why he never served. And he only uses the military to kind of boost his morale, boost his ego, but he doesn't understand the deep, deep reserve of honor that we carry with us, and he never, ever will.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate you, Senator Gallego. And let's do it again.
All right. Adios.